It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m. and 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth. And I'm pleased to welcome once again Milton Wolf. Milton Wolf is a board-certified diagnostic radiologist and the cousin of Barack Hussein Obama, and he joins me now. Hello, Milton. How are you?
Greetings from the only tea partier in Barack Obama's own family. How are you today, Andy?
I'm doing fine. I don't know what I do without that open every week.
I think I may be the only tea partier that our president has actually met.
Yeah, you know, that's probably true. And staying true to the Tea Party is the title of your commentary in today's Washington Times. And this deals with, a talk show host, Glenn Beck.
Boy, this has just been a real disappointment for me. There are a lot of good things to say about Glenn Beck. There's much to admire about him. I think he's really helped to not necessarily launch the Tea Party, but helped to give it some definition, certainly to give it a constitutional bearing. He has such a passion for the founding fathers, and to listen to Glenn Beck, to read what he has, is to educate yourself in our nation's founding. And when he came out in an interview this week and spoke against the Tea Party, it was disheartening for me.
But in particular, he really goes after Newt Gingrich. Why?
It's disturbing. Now, he makes the case against Newt Gingrich, and that's fine. Your listeners will know, my readers will know, that I have written and said very positive things about Newt Gingrich, and I've said things that have been very critical of him as well, and written things very critical of him. And if somebody wants to make the case against Newt Gingrich, that's fine. That's certainly their right. But what Glenn Beck did was he said that there is no difference between Newt Gingrich and Barack Obama. He called them both big government progressives. He said there's no difference between them except race, except for Barack Obama's race. And that I take great exception to.
Yeah. I could definitely, in reading your piece, I could see that you were definitely offended by his comments. All right, so what do we do about it, though? I mean, it's obvious he's not going to vote for Newt Gingrich if Newt does become the GOP nominee. He said that he would vote for, I think he even said he'd vote for anybody other than Newt Gingrich at one point. Does that mean he's going to vote to reelect Barack Obama?
At some point, we're going to have to come to the realization that you're either for the reelection of Barack Obama or you're not. And, you know, all elections come down to this. We all have our ideal candidates, or at least before anybody announces they're running, we have this idea of an ideal candidate. And then we have, reality has to meet our principles or our idealism. And they never quite match up. And that's, we've talked about before, that's part of the conservative movement. We have to remind ourselves that we're not going to score the touchdown in one play. We're going to have to move this ball down the field. And I don't mean to surrender in any way to the big government types. I believe that if we do have a president like Newt Gingrich or Mitt Romney or any of the others, then we need to do everything we can to have them embrace the Tea Party principles of limited government, of constitutional fidelity, of embracing the free market. We need to reward them when they will come towards us, rather than just hoping that we can have some knight in shining armor come and save us.
You know, I liken it to a football game in that, you know, you've got to have the ball to score to win, so we need the White House, and if it means electing Newt Gingrich, Mitt Romney, Michelle Bachmann, I mean, all the way down the list, Ron Paul, then we have to do it, because any of those individuals are going to do a much better job than your cousin.
And this is what disturbs me about Glenn Beck, why he wants to marginalize himself. Now, I certainly understand the principles that he's standing up for, and I am sympathetic to those. I agree with those. I agree that we should look for leaders who will embrace the Constitution in limited government ways. Whether they have an R behind their name or a D shouldn't matter. But if you are going to concede the White House back to Barack Obama, if you're going to leave the Senate in the hands of the Democrats and turn the House over to the Democrats because you can't find a candidate pure enough to satisfy you, then you're part of the problem. You're not part of the solution.
Have you ever communicated directly with Glenn Beck? I'm curious.
I have not. I've never met him.
I got a funny feeling you might now.
I
got a funny feeling you may hear from him. I don't know.
I hear wonderful things about him. Mutual friends have said that he is a genuinely nice, caring person, and I have no doubt of that. I just am just so amazed and troubled by his approach of the of this latest issue.
Yeah, and we really cannot afford to go the third party route. If that happens, then we're going to have a repeat performance of what Ross Perot did to the Republican Party back when it resulted in the election of Bill Clinton.
You nailed it. 1992, when Bill Clinton was elected without achieving a majority of the vote in the country, with only a plurality, and it certainly has changed our country as a result. And that, boy, I fear that as much as anything. I'm not sure we can survive another 4 years of Barack Obama.
Yep, I agree with you. All right, Doctor, always good to talk to you. You have a wonderful day. We'll probably do it again next week. We've been visiting on a regular basis. Staying true to the Tea Party is what you need to read today in the commentary section of the Washington Times by Dr. Milton R. Wolf. Catch you later.
Thanks, Sandy. Keep fighting the good fight.
Will do. 357, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth.